Elizabeth Damien, thank you for joining me today on Press Day.
Hi, thank you so much for
Lights.
having us.
Exciting times. We have Strictly Confidential. I watched it last night. I don't even know where to start with the whole movie. We have mystery, murder, thriller, characters you can't trust. That's the one of the first things I noticed throughout this film.
This has been such a labor of love. It's a surreal, bizarre experience that people are now watching and seeing it and touch, but so far liking it. It's really exciting.
So, David, this question is first for you now. Directorial debut, what inspired you to get behind the scenes, not only writing it, but also being the director of this film?
I came up with the idea for this film when I was 17, after losing a very close friend to suicide. And it was just an idea. I was 17. I didn't know what to do with it. I wrote it down, it got tucked away in a dusty drawer. The COVID hit, the world fell apart. And then I made a short film after lockdown, which a executive from Lionsgate saw. And I got a call out of the blue and saying, "Hey, we've seen your short film. We love it. Do you have any other scripts? We'd love to talk about you writing and directing a feature for us." And so I, of course, said, "Yeah, of course I do." And ran away and went through every script idea I'd ever had in my life, frantically trying to find something. And I found this script, and obviously a lot had happened in the sort of 3 year interim between writing it and then. But I rewrote it, and Strictly Confidential was born.
Amazing. Elizabeth, we see you as Lily in the movie. What drew you to this role, and how did you prepare to play this character?
I really like the idea of Lily being a good person who has done bad things and through layers of self-justification and saying what so many people say, I didn't mean to hurt anyone, finally has to acknowledge that she didn't mean to hurt anyone, but she did. And I really liked that feeling that she discovered by the end of the film, that sometimes it's not enough to excuse your own behavior by saying, "I didn't mean to hurt anyone." Because actually, we are responsible for hurting people, and we've all done it in real life. And I liked her realizing that actually there is no free pass for anyone. We're not special. We should be held up like everybody else, and we have to watch what we do. What she did set in motion the entire story. And she didn't mean to hurt anyone, but guess what? She did. And I like the idea of trying to play her and not making her full of self-pity and not making her aggressive, but trying to walk a line of, which Demian wrote, it was all there in the script, but as an actor, you just have to be careful you don't go too heavy on either foot. I wanted her to find a way to navigate herself to the position where she could acknowledge she should have been better.
Damien, when you were writing the script and you were writing the character Lily, did you always think that your mother was going to play this role? Did you have an idea like she's going to nail it out of the park with this?
She did nail it out of the part, but no, I had absolutely no idea at all. Because funny enough, when I wrote this part, it was a man's part, and so originally the husband and wife dynamic in the film, the wife was dead, and we saw her only through flashbacks for a couple of days' work, and the husband was alive and a very important supporting part of the story. And I offered my mom at the time. I said, "I'd be so thrilled if you come in just for a couple of days' work and just to play this cameo as the beautiful flashback wife. Just of course I'll come in." Blah, blah. And then I have this idea to flip the genders and make the wife the very important part and the husband dead. And then it just seemed really natural and obvious to beg mom to come on board and accept this part. She sat down, she read it. It was a very different film once that part had been changed. And thank God she loved it. And here we are.
Yeah.
It's funny
Well,
because we've seen so many times a middle-aged man behaving badly with someone younger. We've seen it. And it's maybe it's part of life, how sad if it is, but maybe it is. But I think when Damon flipped the genders and it was the mother who was involved with one of her daughter's friends, it just turned it all on its head. And for me, it made the story so much more interesting and so much more layered, because we always have so many more preconceptions on how mothers should behave, and very often usually do put their kids first, but she didn't. And I found that very interesting.
And it's only fair that you have your mom in the movies. She did give you the camcorder at 8 years old, what I saw yesterday in the other interview you did.
Yes, well, so funnily enough, in my very first film, when I was 8, I drew up a little handwritten post-it note contract begging my mom to say, when I make my first real film, will you be in it? She's like, of course I will. Patting an 8-year-old me on the head. I probably brought on it a little faster than she thought. But yeah, no, I've got to say, it was a phenomenal experience. It was really seamless working together.
As a writer and director, what do you think was like the biggest challenge to overcome doing this project?
I was really startled by how many of the problems we have were absolutely nothing to do with my actual job. They were nothing to do with anything creative. They were logistical hell thrown at you every single day. Trucks haven't turned up. We're being dive bombed by mosquitoes. We're losing the light. We're about to run out of time. There's a probable storm on the day we want to shoot a tranquil scene on the beach. That sort of thing. Really, I knew it was going to come. I didn't know quite what volume. And that's my mother's experience was invaluable to help navigate and get through that.
So the film is described, like a central thriller with like little devilish twists. Like, how did you tackle those themes between both of you? We'll start with you, Elizabeth, first. How did you tackle those themes with your character?
Well, I think Damien always said, I want to make a sensual mystery with a pulse. And we always had that in our minds. We knew it wasn't a real out there thriller with people leaping out of cupboards and scaring you and baddies chasing you in the night. I mean, it wasn't that film. But there is a real pulse of unease and despair in some places and confusion and betrayals, and all that is really something that Damien had told me that's what he wanted to explore. And it was interesting because you shoot a film and then you go into the edit suite, and Damien got all this footage, and there was certainly no chance or budget to do any reshoots. So we said to him, you've got to get what you've got to get, and then you go make your film in the edit suite. And it was really fascinating to watch because there were some parts that the editor, whilst assembling, had absolutely no idea what to do with. He just had these random bits that he was like, it's French. I do not know where, I don't know how I'm meant to place these. What are
I'm
they?
sure I'm saying, no, trust me, trust me.
So it was when Damien sat down, and in fact, I think one of my favorite things in the movie is the montage right at the top, where he just put together these fabulous things. You've no idea what you're watching or why you're watching it, but you just get drawn in straight away to this beautiful world where you could tell there's something dark going on there, but you don't know what. And that's really the film I think that you wanted to make, where it looks beautiful and just serene and gorgeous, but underneath there's this pulsing belly of unpleasantness and unease and people behaving badly. And that's what we set out to do, and I think you did it.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I physically couldn't have said it by myself. But I think it's also, I really, when you're doing a non-linear film, people can have absolutely no idea what the hell you're doing on set, and they've got to have a lot of faith in you. And I'm so grateful to everyone for having that faith in me. And finally, when I sat down, showed everyone the first assembly, they were like, "Oh, okay, it makes sense." Because there were a couple of days where I would literally say things like, "Mom would just be sitting in the scene," and I'd say, "Okay. Quickly, I'm gonna pick a random shot here. Just turn your head and shake your hair." And she's like, "What?" They're like, "Trust me, please." And it's in the film, and it works. But of course, it has on paper, it makes no sense until you see it all strung together.
Amazing. Damien, Elizabeth, I want to thank you for giving me a few minutes today on press day, and good luck with the rest of the press for the film.
Thank you so
That's
much for
right.
having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.